And we're off to the races, Joe. Here we go.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
All right, that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
Pizza, pizza.
I'll just have to tell them I'm not a thief, just a pervert.
Quarter pound of meat in his mouth.
Pizza, pizza.
Bingo! Showtime!
While you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's the Little Thing Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a little get bad. For the strolling, go direct to DLNTS.org. And IRC channel is linuxtech.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 859 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
Leave your mom forever.
Yeah, we have Gorkon.
Yo.
And we have Joe.
The wolf totem.
Yeah.
The best thing of this week, my son went bowling yesterday. The bowling alleys are open. Well, some of them are. Most of them are.
Yeah, things are open. Doesn't mean you should go.
Yeah, but there's one little thing that he's got going for him. He never gets rented shoes. He has his own, so it's not too big a deal.
No, I don't think people are getting COVID on rented shoes.
No, but...
How many people were at the bowling alley?
From what you said, there was a fair amount. It's mostly, actually, I think it's a lot of high school bowlers that were trying to get in some, get back to training. His first game was only a 107, but he was back to form pretty quickly. He had at least one around 186 today, or was it today? No, it was yesterday. Tomorrow he's going to go up to Sequoia. So it just depends on where you're at, but they're probably putting a fair amount of space between bowlers, and depending on the house, that could be hard. But the Palace is actually one of the larger ones. They have like 60 some lanes, so they can definitely spread them out quite a bit. So it just depends on, you know, the bad part with the bowling alleys is they're just as bad off as some of the theaters are. So, but that's happening. My gym could open as of yesterday, but now they're opening. Official opening day is the 1st. So I probably will go, and I'll just make sure I sanitize up. One thing I never understand is I understand why it's there, but I hardly ever use it, is the shower at the gym. I never use it there. For me, I just buck up and take the 15-minute. Well, it doesn't even take me 15 minutes to get home from the gym. So just do that. But...
No, I'm pretty sure that Planet Fitness is open around here. And they were able to open as of the 18th.
Yeah, I think Texas opened sooner, though, than we did, though.
Yeah, but basically I got told that if I went to the gym, I'd be sleeping in a tent in the backyard.
That's smart. Who said that? Your wife?
Yep.
You should thank her.
Yeah, no, I'm good with it.
Yep.
I'll just use my weight equipment that I have in the garage. I'll go for an early morning jog.
Is it free weights?
Yeah.
Gotta love it. You got a... What do you have? A bench press bar? And do you have like a curl bar too? Or?
Yeah, I have a curl bar. I have an Olympic weight bench and some hand weights.
Cool.
And a glider.
And probably one of the most important parts for me is my church is going to start meeting again this Sunday in person. We do have we have sanitizer at the doors to the sanctuary. We're not allowing kids. I'm trying to remember, there's a certain age. It's only no kids in the sanctuary.
Why are there no kids in the sanctuary?
Not exactly sure why, but that's just what our board decided.
Like, what? Okay, let me ask you this. Do you know how you get COVID-19?
Yeah.
How?
It's spread through droplets right now.
And like, because I keep hearing you say repeatedly, I got my hand sanitizer, but you do understand.
Right, right.
You do understand that this is an airborne respiratory disease.
Oh, no, I understand that. I understand that. I'm just saying what we are doing. All right, there's more to it because I wasn't finished yet.
The hot spots for contracting this, gyms, places of gathering that are enclosed, churches,
mm-hmm.
you know, all these things yeah. that you keep saying you're going to are like the hot spots.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but you gotta understand too, we have rules here in Ohio that they are setting in place. Like, for example, a Planet Fitness on the cardio, they're gonna have some machines roped off, so basically something like every other machine, just to kind of keep people separate as possible.
You're still in an enclosed area where people are breathing heavily.
Evidently, another really good place to catch the COVID is salons, if you're in Texas.
What's more, Dan, is nursing homes. All right, so I mean, that's the thing, you know. Well, and density, too. That's the other thing, too. You know, the density of people here in Columbus, Ohio isn't anywhere close to where it is where you live, Dan. So, you know, we do have a lot of people here. Yes, we do. But it's nowhere close. I mean, traffic where you're at, Dan, is 10 times worse when things are normal than it is in Columbus. Easy. Where Joe lives, completely worse. Ohio, not so much. So, I mean, that's the thing. Is you got to realize that in places like Ohio, like in Columbus, where especially in Columbus now, Cleveland might be a little bit more dense, but Columbus is a little bit more spread out than the Cleveland area. Cleveland is the Cleveland area, like what I would consider the Cleveland area is fairly spread out too, but it's nowhere as spread out as like Columbus is. So, but every area is going to be different. That's the thing. So. But it's from regards to the rest of the stuff that my church is doing to help prevent as much of the spread as we possibly can, we're recommending masks and we're not requiring them.
Again.
Dan.
In freaking sanity.
Be quiet a moment. I know what your opinion is. You really don't need to share that. We know that.
Opinion's based on what all the freaking scientific experts are saying repeatedly. You understand that, but obviously you don't.
No, I do. Okay.
Well, let's just have a subject change. How about that?
Yes. That's probably better because nothing I say you're going to agree with anyway. But and we're also recommending those most at risk to
all right,
not
we're working
come.
On a subject so anyway, change.
Okay. I'm excited about it, so...
Okay, so I've had some 3D printing fun. I have two Sony XB700s. The first one I bought didn't come with any drivers, and I bought the second one with a bad battery so that I could use the drivers off of it to get the first one working. And I know I'd previously mentioned that I had printed an adapter because I didn't like the on-ear, so I made it over-ear. Well, with the one that was left that didn't have any drivers, I pulled the battery out, and I had this little PCB micro USB charger that I hooked it to force some charge into it. And got the battery working again, and the charging on the actual device itself seems to be fine. So I have a whole bunch of other old headphones that are basically worthless. And I had this pair of ear pollution moguls, that the only good thing about them was the drivers. So I pulled the drivers out of those and designed in Tinkercad, prototyped, and put together my own holder and covers, and made it, once again, 100mm ear cup on those. And it sounds great and it works great. So that was actually about like almost 48 hours of prototyping and designing in Tinkercad to get it working. And that's an upgrade from the on ears to over ears, and from a 30mm driver to a 50mm driver. And well, the Sony XB700s, really, they're okay for music, but they're better for all day wear than, say, the Skullcandy Crushers. But the Skullcandy Crushers are way better when it comes to listening quality of music.
Are you selling those too?
When they're modded like that, I wasn't really planning on selling them.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know who would want them. Most people don't want their headphones modified like that.
Mm-hmm.
How are they working for you?
They're working great. The only thing is that, when I, cause it still works with the Sony app.
Uh-huh.
For the extra bass, if I turn the bass up all the way, I am getting some distortion. So I don't know if I need to glue them down better, provide some more space between the grill and the drivers, or what, or if I just need better drivers. But bit of distortion when the bass gets really loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I've still only sold one pair of the Skullcandy Crushers, and I've had a couple other people message me about them, but you know, nobody follows through. So I'll eventually switch from Facebook Marketplace to eBay.
So you said you still only sold the one, right?
Right.
That's better still, than none.
Yeah, can't complain. Made most of my money back. Bunch of free headphones. Well, not free, but mostly free. And then, I mean, my middle child is using one of the ones with the 3D printed hinge, and she's loving it, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can even make it a color, too.
Hmm?
You can even make it whatever color she wanted, too, if you had it.
Yeah, just for the hinge. I've got blue, red, and black. And orange. But I just left it as black.
Only?
Yeah, that's all I got.
I've lost track. I've got a whole bunch of remnants, yeah, and too.
I'm concerned about everything except for the black, because, you know, this is a very humid area. And they've right. been, even in the vacuum bags, I worry about it because they've been sitting around for like a year. But the black is, you know, really new, so.
In other news, I was excited to watch, well, it's a good thing that it got scrubbed, but I was excited to watch the Falcon 9 take off with people in it. But the mission got scrubbed and it's postponed until Saturday because of weather. So the first rocket to launch from America with people on it since the space shuttle. And I think NASA was putting NASA had I don't know if they're streaming the NASCAR TV channel that used to be on cable on YouTube all the time now. I think they are. But Falcon 9 Heavy or not Heavy, just the Falcon 9 to the ISS. Pretty exciting, I think.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that it did have to get scrubbed, but
yeah, in this case, it is a better safe than sorry. You got two guys sitting on top of a rocket full of explosive rocket fuel. Yeah, you don't really want to get struck by lightning. That would be bad. Although it did happen to a mission that was successful. So one of the Apollo missions was struck on the way up. Apollo 12, actually, in 1969. And I dig the I'm sure they're not actually a vacuum survivable suits, but the suits that they're wearing in the there's a Business Insider article I'll share in the Mumble and the IRC of the suits that Doug and Bob are wearing when they go to the launch pad. So they're more or less like flight suits, like emergency flight suits. Really modern looking, actually, kind of impressive.
That's it's exciting times, man.
Yeah, I feel that we do need to make a concerted effort to explore our universe. I've always been a fan of not just the automated missions, you know, Opportunity rover on Mars and stuff like that, but men should be going there too. It's going to be a risk, and that's okay, as long as the men know that, and they do, you know. So I mean, that's something that we gotta be a little bit more adventurous when it comes to stuff like that, because one of these days we're going to be in a rock between a rock and a hard place, and there's not going to be anything we can do about it.
Oh, I did read Delta V.
Delta V.
I'm about a little more than halfway through it. Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it.
That was really good. Did you just read it recently?
Yeah.
In the past week?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, because I know we were talking about it.
I listened to his other book as well. What was the one we were talking about? I listened to Delta V. And what was that other one? Dang it. From Daniel Suarez.
Damon? Change agent?
No. See if it's still on my phone.
Dan, do you get the Audible books, or do you read it off of, like, buy them on
I read them. I pretty much read Kindle.
That's what I was going to say.
Right now.
I'll have to bring it up at X2Go.
Yep. Yep. I've got my Kindle Fire 7. Gosh, I'm looking at the new ones. New ones are pretty attractive looking, but as slow as this thing is, I'm not so sure I want to buy one of those.
Beated audiobooks.
Just checked my Kindle's actually dead. It was sitting here in the office, so I should plug it in.
Yeah, but why am I having such a hard time finding his? I know where to go, but I thought I could just. Why doesn't he have all his books? Damon, Change Agent, Influx, Kill Influx. Decision, Influx.
That should still be on my phone. I don't know why it isn't.
Yeah, I should buy a book or two. For me, it's just not worth it, like, for me to subscribe to Audible, because it's before, you know, I can't read them fast enough. I've got so many other things to do.
Well, it's not like they go away.
Yeah, I know, but I don't have that many books I want to read in a year. So,
oh, right. Okay, that's the one where all technology is suppressed. All technology that could change the world is suppressed.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That was a good book, too. Thought Delta V was better, but it was good.
I think one thing that for sure is going to change because of the events in this world happening now is the movie theater experience is probably going to go completely away at some point. And it's mostly I don't think so. I think it's, well, I hope not, because I think that for me, I always liked going to a theater, sitting in front of the huge screen. The only thing I didn't like was
the experience.
Right.
So even if they were to release the movies at the same time, yes, there would be some people that simply watched at home because they could watch with their entire family and it'd be cheaper. But you're still going to get a lot of people that will just pile people in the car, go to the movie theater, and watch it there. I mean, me and my family love to go to the bistro, and we did it for a bunch of the Studio Ghibli movies, even though we have them, simply because they were at the movie theater.
I think one thing that might change, though, is there might be an increase in popularity of yield a drive-in movie theater.
Well, right now there probably is.
Definitely is. I know the one down the road from my house here, they just opened up for the summer, so. And I think I don't know if they're snack bars open. I haven't actually checked. But what I do know is I don't think they're caring as much as they used to about whether you bring stuff in. And to be honest, drive-ins never really did care. I remember when I was a kid, I thought I watched one of the Star Wars movies in a drive-in.
It's hard for them to control that, though, too.
Oh, it totally is. I mean, what are they going to do, search your car?
Yeah.
But, like, I had a friend I know of who goes to another church that he and his family went over there, and they brought pizza in and everything, man. They had, like, the back of their car is fully decked out. But see, for me, though, it's like, now, did we do that when we were young? Yeah, but really, honestly, once we moved away from where my first place I remember living was in Western Pennsylvania. Just so happens that was the first couple places we lived were both in Western Pennsylvania, because that's where a good chunk of my dad's family was. Hardly anybody there now. But there was a drive-in theater not too far from where the bowling alley was, and that was a big night for us. Mom would pop a big, huge bag of popcorn, and we'd take stuff in the car with us, and we'd put our jammies on, and we'd fall asleep in the back seat, and they'd finish watching the movie. You know, the last time I actually went to one on my own was sometime in the 90s. There was one on West Broad Street here in Columbus. I've lived near this one down, like less than a mile or so from my house, for over 20 years, and I've never been in there. So, but I mean, there's some things that I think that drive-in movie theaters will want to start improving. I don't know if they have some of them have put in like radio systems, so you don't have to put the speaker on the car, you know.
Yes.
So, although,
and then you run your battery out.
I was gonna say, when I go, I wouldn't put the car. I wouldn't use the car's stereo for that. I would probably bring a boombox. But it's like, you know, it makes me wonder now would they do something with Wi-Fi? I don't know. You know. But it should be interesting to see if that would improve happening or basically spring up again out of all this, because I'm not scared, but I know there's going to be people that are going to be scared even after this is completely gone to want to even go out in the public at all. How's things over where you're at, Pat? He's searching for his button.
You know, this isolation stuff doesn't change the flavor of my beer.
What's the flavor of your beer?
Or your pig.
I don't know. You'd have to ask Pat. I haven't had a beer in a while.
Really? Is that because you're trying to stay healthy?
No, I just haven't had a beer in a while.
Are you drinking wine instead?
I haven't had alcohol in a while.
Dun, dun, dun.
Although, yeah. One of my friends has started a meadery. So.
Meadery.
Yes. Wait, like, he's selling it?
Yeah. I don't have the link handy. I need to find it again.
Because my next door neighbor was making mead for a while there. I don't know if he's still making it. I don't know. That stuff is strong as hell.
Yeah.
You don't expect it. It hits you pretty hard.
And it'll knock you on your butt.
Matter of fact, I think the last time I drank was when he came over to visit. It's been like a year.
Wow. Wait, that's the last time you had any alcohol?
Maybe. I mean, I'll occasionally sit down with a beer. I really, really wish I had a whiskey in the house.
You don't send that in the mail, do they? Not in Texas, huh?
In Texas, they do deliver.
Oh, they
do. I was going to say, a lot of places, Ohio has kind of loosened the restrictions on delivery of alcohol. Way down yonder, New Orleans, you can get Rum Runners sent to your house in a jug.
Yeah, I've seen that. Like the brewery, I think, was saying that they'll deliver down the street, but they have an online store. So I don't know. They used to order beer for local delivery and pickup.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll yeah, that's I should be ordering. I should order from that. Put my money where my mouth is. Right?
Probably.
Anyway. So, two things technology wise. Like I said earlier, Joe, I'm rocking Window Maker right now. We're taking a trip down Memory Lane, right? Got that show coming up soon, so I got to put my money where my mouth is and make sure I've been experiencing the joys of these. You know what disappoints me about this, and I don't want to blow it for you, Joe, but I don't know what it is. It used to be a little more difficult to get these things tweaked the way you wanted them to be. And I don't know if it's just because it's muscle memory on these things, but I'm like, it's almost good to go right out of the box with everything that I want to do and used to do. It takes the challenge out of it.
Well, that's Linux in general lately.
I know.
I mean, Linux for like the last 6 or 7 years, we've lost our Linux superiority. Now it's all easy.
Although, except when it's not.
Except when it's right? not.
Then you pull your hair out. You're like, oh, why do I have to do this?
Yep. Well, it's like the issues I ran into with RHEL 6 with work. You know, we're trying to recover it from one AWS region to another, and the Java services won't bind to a port for some stupid reason. You know, no idea why that's not working. You know, all I know is it was fixed in RHEL 7, and we tested that, and it works. So, yeah, it's interesting. The desktop, I don't know. Much as I like that, you know, I will say that I have finally opened a video editor other than Premiere as of late. No, it wasn't a Linux one. The pastor at our church, he likes to use Sony Vegas. He has a specific version that he likes to use, and I played around with that a little bit. Haven't actually edited anything in it yet, but at least I tried something else.
Wait, were you the one that had problems? And I said it sounds like a SE Linux issue.
Oh yeah, yeah, we talked about that last week. Yeah,
2 weeks ago. Did you get that fixed?
No, we're able to move past it. Okay. We already have to upgrade to RHEL 7 anyway, because RHEL 6 support is pretty much ending.
Yeah, I was gonna say, didn't they end it already? Or
no, I think we're in extended support at this time. Think so. So we're starting a project to replace it. So. But it's one of those things. And today we had I had a service that was flapping, you know, where I get an incident, I go back, I look at it, and it would be resolved on its own. And it happened again finally, and it was just taking forever to come back. So finally I just restarted the service and it was okay. So, which, you know, if it's not our product, it's pretty much all we can do, you know. Sometimes you just have a bug and stuff. You have to do that. Sometimes. But we're taking a lot of stuff and automating a lot of some of that too, so that it just does it automatically. You know, say we'll put a schedule to recycle for things and do it once a week during a downtime, you know. My son, though, he was really happy because, you see, even though he doesn't understand that he has time. You know, his driver's license, his Cinderella license, expired back in March. Okay, and of course the BMV has been closed since mid March. Took over a month for us to get the tags done by mail for my cars. Now Ohio's officially extended that so that when the state of emergency is over, 90 days after that, you have 90 days from the time that ends to get your expired license replaced. So, like, if you get pulled over and your license shows expired, they're okay with it if you're within the 90 days. Okay. Same thing with tags. All right. And it's either going to be 90 days or the end of December, whichever comes first. So, but even though that, you know, we've showed him that, he's like, his little autism brain of his, you know, he sees this card in his hand and he says, oh, my license is expired. Ah, I'm going to get in trouble. Well, you're not going to get in trouble. You know, it didn't matter. So day one, he went over, when the B&B opened up, he went over there. But how this is kind of related to technology, though, is they have a service that they have used to basically reserve a place in line so you don't have to go stand in line. Yeah, that didn't work so well. Pretty much crashed the first day.
Damn.
So, oh, and the other thing, see, I could have done my plates online, but I can only do one of them online. I couldn't do both of them because my Traverse has amateur radio plates, and for some dumb reason, Ohio will only let you do those in person or via the mail, because they have a strange thing. Even though the SEC says you do not have to carry your printed license anymore, it's true. The regulation is you do not have to carry a printed copy of your license. In fact, they do not even provide you a printed copy of it. I got one the last time I renewed, but only because I got it before they ended the and it's sending paper licenses out. So, but the state wants to see a copy of my license anyway. Which I'm like, okay, you can't go to a website and see that my license is valid. Takes you all 2 seconds, you know? No, they can't be arsed to do that. So I can only do mine via mail order. But it was the, you know, the whole thing is with that, though, is the thing that I don't get is they know how many people's license expired for the most part. So it's like, how in the world can you not pay for enough of a service in order to make it so that you can do that? I guess it's just because they rushed it, probably. Yeah, in fact, I go to their website. It says the Get In Line Online is currently down. We are working with our vendor to get it up and running as soon as possible. We apologize for the inconvenience. So, that failed. And they even had, it was even backed by Cloudflare too, which kind of shocked me a little bit. So, in order to avoid a mass of people, they tried this and it didn't really work. But I'm good, and I didn't even have to do my I was one of those few that was going to have to do my license renewal a little early, like a whole year early, because of the real ID laws. I don't have to do that anymore because they extended that by a year.
For the real license? Real,
yeah,
ID?
For real. Yeah, for
so
real
they've
ID.
Extended it another year because it was, yep, like you had to have it done by February or not February.
No, right? It was October or November. Yeah. I can't remember, right?
Okay.
So, yep. So when I renew, I'll just take all the things I need to take with me over there. You know, my marriage license, bill, or I forget all the different things. There's a list of things that you have to take.
Make sure, you know, take like two things.
Yes.
Bring more than you need, because when I went there and did it, like there was one thing they're like, "Wow, we can't accept that." But I had multiple of each category, just in case that was going to happen.
It's like a bill or something like that.
Yes, I forget what it was that I took, that they're like, no, we can't accept that. But it was like listed on a list of things. And they're like, no, that's not.
Yeah, it was October, but they extended it to October 2021 because of the pandemic.
You know what I don't get is like, oh, I know what it was. That's right. It was the change of address card I have. Like, it's an official document from the DMV that the DMV would not accept as an official document. Which sounded completely ridiculous to me. Like, well, we'll accept, you know, a bill with your address on it, but we won't accept the document that we have given to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
we got, let's see, in Ohio, well, it's probably the same everywhere. You must provide proof of your full legal name. I got a copy of my birth certificate. Legal presence in the U.S. Well, that's kind of what that should also provide. Social Security number. Ohio street address. So two documents from two different sources providing Ohio street address. They're listed on an acceptable document list or required for proof of Ohio residency. Unfortunately, for those who are women, or I guess men, who change their name because either they got married or just because, you have to provide proof of your name change. So, like, my wife will have to bring in our marriage certificate when she needs to go do hers. But in Ohio, it doesn't cost you any extra to get the compliant DLID card. You just have to provide that documentation. So, I've got until my license expires next year anyway. So it expires in April. So I'll just make the trip over and get it taken care of. Although I still might do my tags online or by mail, just because it was damn convenient. I hope they make some changes to that too, so that you can make as many of your transactions online. So, but I think that what we're gonna find, I know we've talked about it before, is certain things like Dan. I don't know if your company has a lease for their building where they're at now. They may not renew that lease.
Yeah, no, they do.
Yeah. Or they might look for a smaller location because they might just have y'all work from home.
They are. I know that they recently moved the office that I am in down to a smaller section in the building. The office that I report to, they don't own the building. And they had since moved from where they had like they had offices across two floors in one building. They moved it into another building across town where it was on one floor. And then they laid off a bunch of people and were able to move into a smaller office. And like, everybody's working from home now from that, you know, in that office.
Yep.
There's some equipment that they have in there, and I'm not sure.
Probably not servers. Your servers are all cloud.
Well, no, you're it's not like it's more. I think there's some servers there that are for administrative purposes for the team that manages a lot of network stuff, and I could be wrong about that. I know there's some equipment in there, but it might just be more for that facility and not broader beyond to the rest of the company. I don't know. I'm talking out my ass right now. Mm-hmm. But I know that I keep hearing, talk to some the person who our tech person out of there, who says that she has to go in on a regular basis, like once a week, to make sure there are no leaks coming in because it damaged some of the equipment, and make sure some things are running properly. So there's stuff in there that they do depend upon, but it's not like our infrastructure for any of the sites right. or anything that we host. Yes.
Yeah.
In relation to that, this is the other thing I was going to say that I found out this week. I was like, I was talking to one of my coworkers who's currently living in Brazil, and he had said that he's getting a new laptop. He's in the middle of setting up his new laptop, and the interesting about him was he used to work out of the same office as me. And I had said to him, he got a replacement laptop, and I'm like, oh, how did you do that? You know, you got like a new laptop. He's like, yeah, they had to send me a new replacement because mine fried. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, are you still like, you're not in Chesapeake again, are you? And he's like, no, he's still in Brazil. They shipped it to me. And I'm like, damn, Jen told me I had to come in to get mine joined to the domain. He's like, oh no, I didn't go through Jen. He's like, went through the main office, and they're testing out some new process where we don't have to do that anymore. So he was one of the first people testing it. And I was like, oh. And he's like, yeah, my laptop overheated and fried. And I'm like, wow, that sounds like what problem that I had. And I said, but mine didn't fry. He's like, yours fried. And I said, no, it didn't fry. I said, the battery started expanding, and it was interfering with the keyboard and the trackpad. And it was popping open the case, and I was told I had to get it replaced because it was a fire hazard, and it was only a matter of time before it like had problems. And he's like, yeah, are you charging it on the left side? And I'm like, yeah. And apparently with the 2019 MacBooks,
yeah, there's a bug.
Yeah, you're not supposed to charge them on the port on the left side, because it has a tendency to cause overheat and fry the motherboard or whatever. And I'm like, damn, that changes my whole layout upstairs. Actually, it didn't, because I thought that there was only one port on each side.
No, there's, yeah.
On the right. But then I'm like, well, if I plug in two things on the right side, is that going to be a problem?
I'll tell you what. With the Mac, the one thing I don't like with especially newer Macs is there ain't no ports on the back where they belong.
Yeah, you only get... Now, I'm surprised, you know, I'm kind of surprised and a little relieved that they have an audio jack on them still. But they only have, like, three USB-C ports, right? There's no Thunderbolt port on there, I know. Is there a Thunderbolt on there now?
Yeah, there should be.
Or maybe it's, like, two USB-C and one Thunderbolt or whatever it is. I don't know. Is Thunderbolt USB-C, the same?
It is and it isn't. It is and it is, and I think there's on the USB, because it uses the same adapter.
Okay.
The same port. But if I remember right, I think there's an extra lane on the Thunderbolt ones than there is on the other ones.
Okay, so all three connect is a Thunderbolt or USB-C? Is that
I don't think so. No. I think only one of them can. It's like when you used to have USB 2 and USB 3 on the laptop, and you had one or two USB 3 ports and the rest were USB 2. It's kind of like that, where the port looks the same, but you might have one USB port that's capable of super speed. I think it's something similar to that.
Well, it says the 13-inch one has three Thunderbolt ports, and there's only three ports.
Oh, okay.
So, and I don't know if it's 13-inch or... Wait, what's... I guess there is only a 13-inch, right?
No, there's a 15.
Well, where's the 15 inch? Okay, here's a full review of that.
That's the one thing I noticed about. I have a Dell.
It's two more inches of bullshit, right?
Yeah, right. Now I have a Dell laptop I used for work, and they gave us a. Well, when I ordered it, I asked for a dock, and since there's no old school docks like my old Dell had, actually, my old one was a Lenovo. Never mind. But the Dells don't have a dock. The only thing they have is a Thunderbolt dock, specifically the Dell TB16. I'm sitting here. I was cleaning up and looking for something over the weekend, and the bottom of the USB-C port or Thunderbolt port, it's probably Thunderbolt in this case, that plugs into the left-hand side of which is the only place there is one on my Dell, on my laptop, the bottom cover for that connector was just laying on top of my desk. Snapped it back on. So far, it's stayed on there, but I'm halfway tempted to grab a couple wire ties and just wrap it around it or hit it with a drop or two of super glue or something.
I found the link to my friend's Meadery, but he sold out of everything.
I saw that.
Evidently, his COVID hit and the honey supplier had to stop shipments.
Really?
Yeah. So the next batch is in progress.
Yeah, that'll take a while.
And sadly, he only ships to Texas, so I'll be getting some mead.
Well, there you go, Joe. Thanks. Thanks for rubbing our noses and faces in it. Well, that's okay, because the brewery, I think, down the street only ships to... No, it ships outside of it. You know, I was looking at it. I'm like, I can get it delivered, but it's going to cost me $30 to get it delivered. I might as well just, like, go get curbside pickup. Given that it's, like, less than a quarter mile from my house, that would be ridiculous.
Well, my buddy lives over in Arlington, so that's
there's a big difference there.
Bit of a drive for me, but not too bad. But I'll make him bring it to me if I'm going to pay the full price. Since it does say shipping.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good excuse for him to get out of the house. His wife is extremely pregnant.
Oy, oy, oy.
Now, see, some of them, see, they have 13 inches. I'm looking them up. Looking it up right now on Apple website. Some of the 13 inches have only two Thunderbolt 3 ports. Some have four.
So did you find out the difference between Thunderbolt and USB-C? Is it just the number of channels? I'm asking you guys.
Oh,
I think that's what it is.
Because Thunderbolt's supposed to be, what, four channel?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm not seeing like what I see like what differences are, but I don't see what like the technical difference is. It's the same shape. Don't necessarily want the capabilities. It's got to be like an extra channel or something, right?
So Thunderbolt 3 can push up to 40 gigabit. USB-C can only do up to 10 gigabit.
So if you plug a Thunderbolt 3 into a USB-C, does it just downgrade it?
I'm thinking so, but...
Yeah, I mean,
but it's literally, almost literally the same connector on most machines that I've ever seen it.
Although I don't know if you can actually plug a USB or a Thunderbolt 3 device into USB-C to have it work properly. Unless it's smart enough to dumb itself down, because it says, yeah, I think you just said this, Joel. It works at 40 gigabits per second, while C works at 10 gigabits. And it can present video content on two 4K displays or one 5K display.
Yep, you must be on ThunderboltTechnology.net.
I'm on Say Techie.
Or that one, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Ones. I don't see anything about extra channels, so I... Yeah. Thunderbolt.
Yeah, it's one of those things I've just been thinking about building my own machine. Just because.
It's been a long time. Have you? When was the last time you looked into building your own machine?
Oh, Pentium 4.
Holy moly, you're in for a surprise, aren't you?
Yeah. It's been a while.
What about you, Joe?
Oh, 7-8 years since I built my server. Well, what is now my server used to be my desktop. And it is definitely time to switch it up.
Because I know, last time I looked, and this is going back a couple of years, is like you had to, it was getting more complicated of being able to match the motherboard with the chipset into the memory that you needed.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about the matching it to the memory anymore.
Has that all everything changed again?
Everything is just DDR4 at this point. But you do still have to match the CPU to the motherboard.
I mean, you've always kind of had to do that, but it was just like...
To the socket set, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little more complicated than I recalled it being.
Right, and you had to check and make sure that the graphics card you were getting was compatible with your motherboard, and that the speeds on your RAM that you were getting were correct for the particular motherboard that you were getting.
Right.
Oh wow, it's been. They still sell bare bones systems.
Yeah. Yeah, especially. Well, you can get bare bones systems with anything, but the things that come to mind when you talk about bare bones is the Nooks.
Okay.
Right.
Most of those come bare bones, and then you have to add either an M.2 or
hard
SSD.
Drive. Yeah.
And then you have to add the RAM, which is going to be, I think, laptop RAM.
Mm-hmm.
DDR4. Now,
see, oh shoot, it's finally starting to ship now. In conjunction with some of their other Surface announcements, Microsoft has finally updated the Surface Dock to Surface Dock 2. For the Surface, and it'll work with my Surface too, but it adds two front-facing USB-C, two rear-facing USB-C, Gen 2 on those, and two rear-facing USB-A, 3.5mm in and out, and a gigabit Ethernet. Right now, I don't have an official one, but I do have a different one. It has no USB-C on it, but it does have a gig Ethernet, HDMI, as well as micro and full-size SD card slots. Mine is some generic thing I got with a gift card I found on Amazon. But eventually I might look into buying the Surface Dock 2. The only thing is it's $260, so I'm not so sure I want to do that. Just to get the USB-C ports. But it's supposed to support dual 4K displays. So not that I have dual 4K displays. I don't even have one 4K. Well, actually, I do have one 4K display. It's my TV.
Yeah, I don't have any 4K displays right now. It is something that I'm keeping an eye out for if I see a really good sale or somebody on Facebook Marketplace that desperately needs to get rid of one.
And ironically, increase the DPI.
Yeah, there was one I almost picked up the other day. The guy had it on Facebook Marketplace for 6 minutes when I messaged him.
Wow.
And evidently, I wasn't the first person to message him. 65-inch 4K with built-in Roku. And,
oh, there you go. That's TV, yeah.
And he wanted $100 for it.
Oh, wow. That's a deal.
Yeah, because he was moving, at noon.
You see, and the bad thing is I don't think I'd get a display with Thunderbolt. I'd just look for a 4K TV because they're very reasonable.
Yeah, we were looking, and some of the 65-inch 4K TVs you can get for about $400 from Walmart. Now, I haven't done too much into what the quality difference is between a $400 4K TV and, a $1,200 4K TV of the same size.
No, you might get, like, if somebody had a portable Thunderbolt display or a USB pipe, either Thunderbolt or USB-C powered display, I would be fine with that. As long as 1920 or 1080p or better for a portable one, I wouldn't mind having that.
I don't understand some of the 4K connections, because I know that for a while there, if you're running 4K on a monitor, you needed dual HDMI.
Right.
So, but like I said, I'll pick up something eventually. And yeah, I've looked at, you know, actual monitors as opposed to TVs, but do I really need the quicker response time? Not like I'm professional gaming here.
Yeah.
What are you waiting on? You should be professional gaming right now.
Nah.
See, my bad thing is, if I were going to build a machine, I'd want to build something. I'm not going to mess around. I want to build something that would be more or less a dream machine, which means I'm not going to build something.
No, in the words of the generation after mine, I'm a filthy casual.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because my idea would be, like, you know, an M2 drive for the main boot drive. Probably at least 512, if not 1 terabyte on that, and then either a 2 to 3 terabyte straight up SSD, or maybe a higher capacity spinning disk, or all three.
Yeah, I'm looking at redoing my server. I kind of need to, and I don't know enough about current AMD to say which of their processors are good, but I'd be willing to go for even like an older i5 as long as it's fourth gen or newer. And I'd prefer to have an M.2. I wouldn't care if it was 128 gig. And at least 16 gig of RAM, preferably 32, right. But then you're getting expensive. And I need a graphics card for transcoding, since I'm going to have Plex running on the server.
Right. Yeah, and that's the other thing, because I would be building this as an editing rig, so I definitely want, I would say at least a 1080, NVIDIA card with the 1080 chipset in it.
I'd be willing to go for a 1060 or 1050 Ti. I'd be willing to take something older, since I'm not actually going to have it hooked up to a TV. I'm just going to be using it for transcoding. But I'd still want like a 4 gig graphics card.
Yeah. So basically, the only reason I'd want a gaming graphics card is not so I can play games, it's so I can run faster, because I really don't care about playing games on it. Because I've recently taken up a kind of a new ministry for us that we started started as a result of the pandemic, but continuing afterwards through more or less an online church kind of deal, where we have Bible studies twice a week and we're recording those and posting them online. So, and thankfully, the last two board meetings have been, this week and last week, we did them on GoToMeeting, which, not preferred. I like Zoom better.
What's it called?
GoToMeeting.
Oh, GoToMeeting. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, it's been a long time since I've used that.
Yeah, I know. What's funny though is I'm amazed at some of the older board members that actually were able to figure it out and got online and when we're all from their home. But, you know, we got good stuff happening, so you know, we're going to continue that. And the pandemic kind of forced us to up our technology area quite a bit. The inside system, well, that and the merger too, because we had Media Shout is what we used to use for doing these slides and the both for the songs and for Bible scriptures and whatever slides the pastor wanted to use. The new system uses ProPresenter, which runs on a Mac. So we have a Mac in the sanctuary now that they use for that. And we upgraded the projectors, added another projector, and painted the whole one wall where the stage and all that is from one side of the sanctuary to the other. We painted it black, so it's nice and kind of crisp and not as glary. Lighting makes the lighting way better, too, for some dumb reason. But, oh, we added a screen in the middle of the stage behind the band with a projector on it. So the lyrics are on three screens in the sanctuary. So it's a show. They even bought a fog machine, which I hope they don't use that much. They also bought a bus recently, too, which is interesting.
They bought a bus?
Yeah, we found a bus. Where'd it going? Well, the idea is that, like, probably won't be for a while before we use it on a weekly basis. But like once the pandemic's over, if there's somebody who, like, for example, say they're at a kind of a place like where my father-in-law is,
if they're incapable of getting there themselves, they'll come pick you up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's nice.
Yep, bring them to church. That way they can come to church. If they can't figure out how to do it online, which, let's face it, old folks probably can't. Although you'd be surprised at how many of that have figured that stuff out finally. I think over time that's the need for that's probably going to go away, at least for the weekly thing. But I think it's going to be nice, like if they want to take the youth group to camp or something, and they just drop them off at the church, they all pile in one bus, you know. Or if same thing for the retreat, that way not everyone has to take their car to the retreat, you know.
Uh huh.
So, and there's always something about the fellowshipping on the ride and stuff, so that kind of makes it nice. So, but a lot of people first start coming to church via a bus like that. So it's kind of interesting that we're getting back into it. And the funniest thing is it wasn't necessarily in our the church's budget. Just a group of people decided to raise money so that we can buy it. So, I think it's pretty cool. But things like that, you know, trying to make things more convenient for people and more comfortable. So, amongst other things. I think a lot of churches are having to up their game technology wise, just because that's the only way a lot of churches can have church service at all during this. Yeah, I forget how many you said that we had watching the service Easter Sunday. It was well over 1,000, and our membership is well under that. So, just cool to be a part of that. Like, though other places, like, you know, I guess they're saying AMC is going to probably not ever open up. And there's a lot of places like that that's going to happen too. Some of this, though, is just a final nail in the coffin for some places. Like,
Yeah, I'm sure penny. There are a lot of small businesses that are struggling.
Yep. Well, not just small ones, big ones too.
But, you know, if the bailouts had focused more on small businesses than it had on major corporations.
More individuals.
Or if it had focused on individuals differently, but...
Right.
But yeah, it was your major corporations that got the largest portion of the money, so...
Right. Yeah, but and things at every level is going to have to change, too, because you know, the more and more I look at this, there's no way that we can necessarily do this again unless we absolutely positively have to. They have to figure out a way to develop these vaccines and stuff for this stuff a lot quicker than they are. Or find better solutions.
Dun dun dun.
But my house is all painted almost. Except for my room, which I don't care if my room's painted or not. We painted the living room 2 weeks ago. Our bedroom was this weekend. We painted our bedroom in the downstairs. And I think we're going to paint the entryway this weekend with some help, because that's a tall entryway. And then inside should be pretty much done, with the exception of a couple rooms which we can't do anyway. My office and Luke's room. Although we can probably do those later. But the bigger things is we need to remodel the other two bathrooms at some point. Because Daddy wants his fancy toilet. D-Day town, man. See, I know what'll happen is I'll put one of those in one of the bathrooms, Dan.
Yeah.
The wife will finally get up enough gumption to try it, and then she'll want them in all of them.
Who wouldn't? I would love to have a bidet in all my bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not even talking about the cheap one you got. I'm talking about a nice one.
I want the bidet in my office chair. That way I would never have to get up.
You just want the toilet office chair.
There you go. Can they make one of those? That would be a terrible idea.
It would, wouldn't it? You'd never get up.
Is that what you would use, Joe? The toilet.
I'm sorry, there was another conversation going on. What did I miss?
The toilet built into the office chair. Would you use one of those?
You know, I spend enough time in my freaking work chair. I'm quite happy to be able to get up and go somewhere else.
There you go.
Even if it's the bathroom.
It's always something about that morning constitutional, huh?
Yeah, cut back on the coffee.
You know, my kids were complaining the other day. They're like, "Oh my God, Flash is going away at the end of this year, finally." And I'm like, "Wait, what? It hasn't gone away already? It's still around?" Like, it's about time, but whatever.
You mean Macromedia Flash?
Well, I don't know. I was now. See, here's the thing. Like, I don't trust Flash at all. I haven't for a long time. Like, who should? And since I got this laptop from work, it keeps popping up that it wants to do a Flash update. And I'm like, I don't want to do it because I don't even want Flash installed on the system. And it just always feels like if once you install Flash, it wants to install some other thing, and like that's when you start getting Bonsai Buddy type shit on there or something. I don't know. Yeah,
but Flash always seems to turn up anyway.
Don't trust it. Is Bonsai Buddy still available? Sorry, go ahead.
How long has Flash been going away for? Feels like it's been going away for like 10 years now.
No, I know. That's why I was like, I thought it was pretty much dead and gone, but. Well,
Microsoft's even getting rid of Silverlight, so.
Chrome says it's not going to support Flash after December 2020.
Silverlight is still really heavily used, isn't it?
We don't use it no more. We used to.
I don't know who still uses Silverlight.
Isn't that what
Netflix?
Netflix uses.
I thought that they moved away from that.
Okay, I didn't know that they had moved away from it. Or are they in the process of moving away from it? Because I know that you still had to install Silverlight in order to be able to do a lot of your Netflix watching or Amazon watching.
Well, it's on
Raspberry Pi.
Well, according to theorem.co, July of 2015, Microsoft announced the support end date for Silverlight 5 to be October 2021. In practice, support among browsers has already ended. Silverlight is no longer supported in Google Chrome since September 2015 and Firefox since March of 2017.
So, from what I see, Netflix back in 2013 required Silverlight, but then you can use either the HTML5 player or the Silverlight plugin to watch Netflix TV shows.
Yeah, it's
PC,
HTML5 now.
Running Windows XP or later. And I think that has been they've kind of gone away from Silverlight.
And
I think
also
it's all HTML5 now.
So. Yeah, or JavaScript. There's the article I just saw.
Now, the hell with
that. So has client-side programming languages in 2019, JavaScript 95.1%.
Flash, you know who uses Silverlight?
3.7%.
Banking. Banking. That's who will probably still use Silverlight. They're moving away from their old mainframes and COBOL and their own mainframes to ASP.NET and Silverlight next year.
Here's an annoying thing. Now, I recently have had to switch. Well, CVS Pharmacy has pissed me off for the last time. Okay, so I switched all my prescriptions over to OptumRx, which is our mail order deal. Okay. And I also had to switch medicines for my one medicine because the one that I was on, they didn't discontinue it, but for some dumb reason, it's always going into a shortage. It's a pain in the ass to find. So I sent an email to the doctor and said, I need something different. He phoned it in to OptumRx. But Optum, I'm, for the most part, pretty pleased with. About the only thing I wasn't pleased with was when just trying to transfer prescriptions over there was a pain in the butt. You know, they said, well, we've contacted your doctor. My doctor has a policy, and I don't know if yours does or not, but mine has a policy. If a pharmacy calls in a refill, they will not do anything with it. They basically ignore it. Because they want you to call the doctor. So, but that's, you know, they were like that. I said, listen, I don't need new prescriptions from the doctor. I have refills here. Here's their phone number. Call them. Transfer the prescription over so I can get my refill. All right, which worked fine for Mehmet Foreman. It worked wonderfully for that. Unfortunately, Optum also ran out of the other medicine too. But the weird thing with Optum's website is when I go and sign into their website via a browser, whether it's on my – well, I have an app. They have an app, which is more or less window dressing on top of a mobile website for their case. But when I sign into the app, it gives you like a couple alternatives for a second factor. All right, one of them is a phone call. The other is a text message to your phone. All right, and on the page where you enter the code that they send to you on your phone, it has a little checkbox that says "Remember this browser," so that you don't have to do this again. But every single friggin' time I log into that website, guess what I have to do? Put the fucking code in. Pisses me off. I know they're trying to keep things secure, and really, honestly, that's not secure. It's like, you know, I'm fine with you, you know, making me sign in regularly, but to have to grab that second factor, it's like, at least you can actually use an honest second factor, like maybe a Google Authenticator or something like that, instead of a text message to your phone. Because if you don't have your phone in the same room as that browser, you got to go get your phone before you can finish the sign-in. Which it usually is, but it's just a pain in the butt. It's that kind of stuff, and then like this Hinge thing, which I haven't done anything with. I probably should do some tonight after the show. It's basically like a knee exercise kind of program I got for free through work. They have an app for the phone. I enter the password that I set into the website that works just fine on the Fire tablet onto the phone, and it doesn't work. Yeah, I changed my password like 3 times just trying to make it work. technology.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh man, it's time to start closing this up. I gotta go to work tomorrow morning.
I do too.
So do I. But it ain't even that late.
No. It's only 10 o'clock, man. We can go another half hour. Right?
I gotta get up, man. Oh, work out.
Yeah, all right. Any last words? Metal.
Metal. Metalocalypse. Did you ever watch that?
Metal.
Metal Apocalypse. Was it Metalocalypse?
Metalocalypse. It was Metalocalypse, yeah.
I like that. That was pretty good.
It was weird.
One question, I just thought of something about, mostly because I just watched the LGR episode. Did you ever get a chance, before they went away, Joe, to check out Computer Reset?
Which one was that?
Well, it's essentially this guy, he owned his own like computer repair business in, I think he was up by Garland. And apparently he had, you know, started to get up in age, you know, had some medical issues, couldn't really take care of himself. So they ended up having to close it down. But if you look up, there's an LGR episode on it where basically you walk in this place and it's like tons of the old IBM equipment, technology and new old stock stuff everywhere.
I don't think they're closed because they created a Facebook page May 25th of 2019.
Okay. Well, maybe they're trying to get rid of it before they build it.
Reset warehouse liquidation is what it.
Right.
So.
If you look up on Google, it says they are permanently closed.
Like I said, they're in Dallas, not Garland, but
well, closer to Garland.
Let me see. Permanently closed, it says, so.
Yeah, because the rumor was it was going to be, it was liquidation. So they were trying to get it cleaned up, because there was just a ton of stuff in there. The video was really cool, though. Like, he found, the LGR found a PC Junior that originally belonged to the Ken Williams from Sierra Online. It actually had a what's the Iceman game? It had a debug version of that Iceman. What's the name of that game?
Don't know.
Oh, codename Iceman. So, yep, there was a version of that on there with a lot of extra debug code in it. Pretty interesting. He actually had a review of that, because I didn't even know this, but they had apparently for the PC Junior, because I think the PC Junior itself, the base unit, only had floppies in it. But they apparently had like an extra kind of a box that you plug into it that added hard drive to it and memory. And this one had it, which was pretty interesting. PC Junior was just such an utter failure, though. Did you ever get to play one of those, Dan?
No, I don't think I did.
Yeah, I think that's what was in it. I think it was an 88, if I remember right. And they had their own graphics on it too, and hit cartridges on it too. It's a pretty interesting machine. Yeah, Intel 8088 running at 4.77 megahertz. Came with IBM PC DOS version 2.1, I mean.
All right, I gotta play this out, man.
Go for it.
I hear your promos.
Have a good week.
Stay safe.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
Oh my God, it's Hacker
Public Radio! Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hi, folks. This is Chatter. Jay Wisher, Honky Magoo 5150, and I have started a new podcast. Yeah, I know we should have gotten Brian Lunduke to do the voiceover, but he wanted a script, and none of us are any good at scripting language. Anyway, it's Linux Lugcast. We're at linuxlugcast.com, IRC channel, pound Linux Lugcast on Freenode. We record on the first and third Fridays of the month, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 0200 UTC. We talk about things we've tried, things we got to work, things we failed to get working, things we built, and things we broke. Email us at feedback@linuxlugcast.com, and if we don't know the answer, we'll just tell you to install Arch. That's a joke, son. So join us as we stifle the outcry of voices everywhere for another Linux podcast.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yippee Yahoo.
Right. All right, I gotta stop this recording. Say goodnight, Joe.
Goodnight, Joe.
Who am I rocking today? I'm rocking Windowmaker, baby. All day, all night.
Hey, before we really get started, I want you to listen to this cover.
Okay.
Let me get back to...
Are you going
to
sing it?
No. I'm going to post it right here.
Oh, you're going to post it.
There you go.
Right?
Now, I can't tell if they took like the music from Black Sabbath and then just recorded singing over it. I mean, that's how good the playing is.
Saying out to?
I was telling my dog to go to the house.
Go to the house? Where are you?
Yeah. I think the Baby Man version's better. Sorry.
The what Baby Man version? You know what, Joe?
This is a vocal cover. That's actually Black Sabbath playing in the background.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, man, I'm trying to, like, I'm listening. I'm like, it sounds just a little more muted than I remember.
Baby Man's better. At least it's all them playing, and it's a fresh take on an old classic. Well, fresh take from the 1970s Hungarian funk band.
Yeah. I went and checked the comments, and Tahoe Kadahas actually says this is the vocal cover, so...
Oh, okay. Why isn't it loading the comments? And there we go. What are you going to do? Is it
Wait, I thought I saw Joel on here already.
He was. He had to jump off for a handover, and he'll be back.
A hand job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going back. Oh, man, this takes me back, Joe. It takes me down.
You got to play Baby Man, though.
Oh, you want? You know what? You know what, Pat? You know what? You know what I could do for you? Oh, wait.
Not a hand job?
Would you like to know?
Hold on.
Oh, quack like no. A duck.
No, because I would play Baby Man every so often. I have it in my list, my history, that I play with. I have it under a subscription too. I subscribe to them so I can.
The link is in the chat.
Oh, it is.
Drop it. That's a cool take. It's like a 70 from Darren and something. On an Italian TV show.
Buenas tardes, señores y señores. Tonight, in our studio, Mille Miano, Mille Lobato, Mille Giuliana, Bubble Man con Iron Man.
The video so much.
Is the man of fear meeting the bravo of the boogie? Make it funky now. Iron Man and the Baby Man together for fantasy.
Is your fantasy, Joe?
It's not bad.
You gotta watch the video though. Are you watching the video?
No.
Oh, you gotta watch the video.
Baby Man is awesome.
Once you watch the video, you will be converted.
The robot Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, that's trippy. He just stares at the world. He stares at the world.
Planning his vengeance.
His vengeance.
And
he will soon unfold. And it will be brutal.
Bola bola. Baby Man, exclusive.
Hey, Iron Man, are you human or are you a boogie machine?
Okay, that's a trippy cover. Expecting Barbarella to step out on the stage.
Nobody.
She wouldn't fit.
Turn the hats away from him.
Nobody helps him.
No help.
Now he has
his revenge.
Have you listened? Killswitch Engage's cover of Holy Diver.
I think I've heard it.
This almost sounds like it should be a part of the song almost.
The video makes the entire TV show.
I like how they enunciate everything.
Baby man board.
Yeah.
Comincia lì capo di Tilipotasi, di Bugatti, da Pantalones, di Porta, la radio e stazione di Grotti Chitata, di Gomaezzi, di Paci, di Livanta, Malili, di Cotta di Sedata, di Bozzi, di Bozzi.
So, this is on the channel of Off Der Lichten. And I've subscribed to them, and oftentimes I go through my subscriptions, and I'm like, what the hell is this? And then I click on it. Oh, yeah. Good on them. They got me again.
And this is how you find Goat and your mom.
Oh, I didn't subscribe to them.
Or Doba. Oh, excuse me.
Alright, let me see.
Bangalore, you take it over, my man. They're done. Long day, man.
What was I looking at? Oh.
Excuse me.
Frog Leap Studios.
Yeah, he's funny. Vogue is probably his best one.
I don't know. I thought Baby Boy was pretty good.
Start it, dude.
Oh, we have your permission now?
No, you didn't have to wait for me.
We know.
All right. Now. Oh, that's right. I open this window here, and I don't need to use the keyboard. I can never type right on. All right. Joel says it's time to go. It's time to go for 8:59. 8:59, can you believe it,
Joe? At 8:43.
I wonder where Man Fry's been these days. I got an email from him a couple weeks ago. He said he'd been busy, but I haven't heard from him since.
Plumbing.
Ooh.
I haven't listened to all of this one yet, but it seems pretty good so far.
What is it?
It's The Who.
Oh, I just saw the link notification pop up. I didn't see anything about it. All right. And what that is. I haven't played that in a while. We'll find out.